I'll get to Luke chapter 18 in just a moment, but I want to read a few verses from the almost the very ending of Luke in chapter 24. Verse 45 in Luke 24. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning in Jerusalem. Now to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, and the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. When it comes to titles for this lesson, I've given it two or three different titles. The Pharisee and the tax collector is one title. A lesson in humility is another title. Five I's is another title. And finally, he was thankful. He was thankful. I'll let you ponder that. Beginning in verse 9 of Luke chapter 18. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now I want to ask you to listen very carefully to the next few thoughts that I present. There's not going to be a quiz, but I want to ask you to listen very carefully, and I'll tell you why when I get through. Confidence. Is there anything really wrong with self-confidence? All you really need to succeed is confidence. Self-confidence. Be bold. Be brave. Be confident. Be forceful. We encourage self-confidence, don't we? There are even classes and seminars that are conducted on building self-confidence. The self-confident salesperson makes more sales. You'll get ahead a lot quicker in life if you're self-confident. We need to be confident of our salvation, don't we? We need to be confident of our own righteousness, don't we? We need to look down on other folks who are sinners, don't we? Do you see a problem here? I asked you to listen and listen very carefully. Hopefully you'll see, or you have seen, that some of the things that I've said are good, are right. And some of the things that I've said, you should raise a question about. There is a serious problem for some folks. It's called arrogance, pride, self-righteousness. A very serious heart problem. Where is the humility that God expects? Where is the Spirit of Christ? Jesus gave a very simple parable to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else. Jesus told this parable. It's very simple. The message is easy to grasp, provided your heart is open to the Word of God. Two men. One a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. Two very different men. Oh, a side note here. I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not. We talk about and sometimes exalt our differences and exalt our individuality. But one thing that we all need to remember is that there is one God, one cross, one Christ, one Savior, one gospel, one salvation. Amen. Keep that in mind. Amen. Keep that in mind, please. But two men, two very different men, a Pharisee and a tax collector. The Pharisee is the man that I call the big eye man. The five eye man. Now, depending on the translation that you're looking at, you may look at it and say, well, I only see four eyes there. I don't think it really matters. But I think you'll find at least five different personal references, and at least four and possibly five different eyes that are used there. A big eye man. The Pharisee, you would say, was a very good man because he was a keeper of the law. The Pharisee kept the law and he kept the traditions. You might say he was a keeper of the law and more. He not only kept the law, he not only adhered to the traditions, he also kept an eye on everyone else. Especially those folks who were sinners. You need to keep an eye on them. Close eye on them. You might even say he was making a list and checking it twice. One thing I forgot, though, is he was thankful. We just celebrated Thanksgiving here last week. We need to be thankful. Amen. It might be good at times, instead of making a list of things that I want to ask God for this. Take time, take a deep breath, and say, God, thank you for this, for this, for this. You know the song that we sing? Count your many blessings. It works. He was thankful. But do you remember what he was thankful for? He said, God, I thank you that I am not like other men. Have you ever done that? Taken an inventory of your own goodness, your own righteousness, and made up a list of all of the bad things in the lives of other people? Maybe people that are a burr under your saddle. Jesus had something to say about that quite some time. Well, well, where was it? Oh, he was talking about the beam and the moat. The beam and the moat. The point was, let's get the little speck out of our own eye first before we start looking for the faults in the lives of other people. But anyway, there are two men there. The Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee, a model of an individual who obeyed the law. The other man. As though he were insignificant to the Pharisee, except for the point of being able to say, I'm not like that fellow over there. Lord, look at me. I'm this, 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 and this, but I'm not like that fellow over there. Dangerous place to be. A tax collector. To refresh your memory, the Jews were living under Roman rule and authority, civil rule and authority. Rome wanted taxes collected. Their means of collecting taxes was to employ people in the land to collect those taxes. Make sure that this amount is collected from all of the people, turn this over to the Roman government, and then you can have whatever else is left. That's your living. Apparently, these tax collectors were not only despised, but they were also noted for collecting more than they should. They were despised by their fellow Jews, those who were Jewish tax collectors. They were despised by their fellow Jews because they were collecting taxes for the despised Roman government. So, not a good business to be in if you wanted to get along with your fellow Jews. The obvious conclusion was they had to be sinners because they were collecting tax money for the Roman government. But I want you to look at something. Notice something very carefully here. And it's so simple that if we're not careful, we'll overlook it. Two men had gone to the temple for prayer. The Pharisee standing there. You can almost see the Pharisee standing there, looking up into heaven. God, look at me. The tax collector, on the other hand, from a distance, head down, beat upon his breast, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This man knew God. He knew himself, and he pleaded for mercy. Now, I think about this. Have any of you ever fallen on your knees in tears, begging God for mercy? We may do that in our private moments, in our private worship. That's a sign of a very tender heart in need of God's mercy. When you look at the parable again, and you think about these two men, who is it that Jesus says went home justified? The sinner. And you notice, Jesus, I looked at it in a couple of different translations. It says, he went home justified. He knew God. He knew himself. He knew what he needed. He knew the spirit and the attitude that he should have. That's basically the lesson this morning. I want to read a statement to you that I got from one of my sources. The five I's in this passage reveal the egocentricity of the Pharisee. Rather than thanking God for what God had done for him, the Pharisee arrogantly brags to God about his own moral purity and religious piety. So how are things with you? Which of these two characters can you relate to? I hope you're looking at this and saying, well, you know, that Pharisee fellow, that's foreign to me. I can relate to the tax collector. How are things with you? Are you in Christ? Have you put on Christ? Let me ask you to give serious thought to this proper spirit that we're to have, the proper attitude that we're to have. Are you in Christ? Let's stand and sing together.